aligned in peaceful oneness, we celebrate a joy-filled world co-created in love, harmony, and abundance. See that energy and life flowing out across the universe as everybody awakens to that peace-filled presence that was experienced on this day almost 2,000 years ago. So, did you know that there is a hero in you? Yeah. Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, discusses a way for us to free ourselves from the bondage of our mortal mind. But you know, in just a few words, that was the whole focus of Jesus' ministry. That we could free ourselves from the bondage of our mortal mind and arise and return home to our Father's kingdom. Just like Jesus said that we would, right? That we could in the parable of the prodigal son. Between you and me, I like Jesus' storytelling much better and the examples better than Eckhart's. Because it's much, much easier to understand, at least for me. Cicero wrote, "Nothing men do more nearly approaches the God than God by." I'll reread that one. Cicero wrote, "Nothing men do more nearly approaches the gods than by doing for their fellow man." We have an incredible opportunity to change the world, to be the hero by expressing the highest and best that we can. We can be extending love and understanding to those who cross our path and not holding anything back. Jesus taught about the importance of love and compassion at the Last Supper and on Good Friday. By letting go of the mortal mind's desires and surrendering to the guidance of Spirit, he would be lifted up to an entirely new level of being, as each and every one of us are if we follow that idea. We are offered this opportunity to transform our mortal mind many times, each and every day, right? Perhaps not on such a grand scale as Jesus had the opportunity to express, but those opportunities to awaken to our inner potential are always right there. An anonymous woman shared this story. She said, "A few years ago, I had to have a new water heater installed. A very surly man showed up to do the installation, giving short, curt answers to everything that I asked. I thought he was just simply a sour old man, and I left him do his work. When he was finished, he said he had to wait for another worker to come help him carry out the old tank up out of my basement. So I invited him to sit in the kitchen, and then I offered him some coffee. And he said, nope. And he just sat there at the table with his legs and arms crossed. And so I rolled my eyes and went about my work. After a few hours, he asked him what was flashing on my dining room table in the other room. And I went and retrieved a small clock that was shaped like a computer workstation. And I gave it to him to look at, and I explained how it used solar power to alternate the flash of time with the name of my company. And he said, And he sat it down on the kitchen table, and he just studied it. Finally, his assistant arrived, and they carried the tank from the basement, and he returned to the back door to get my signature, and I asked him to wait a moment. And I went and got the clock that he had been studying and said, here, you can take this home with you. and replied, "Are you serious?" And I just smiled and said, "Yep." And he nodded and started to leave, and then he hesitated, and he looked at me, and he said, "You know, my wife died 6 weeks ago, and this is the very first thing that anyone has ever done for me that was nice." And he looked at me, and one more time, and attempting enough to muster a smile before turning and walking away. There's a hero in you. But you do know that you have to call it forth by extending love and compassion in the things that you do. You'll never know when you have touched someone more deeply than you could ever imagined when you operate in such a fashion. You know, the triumph of Easter morning began with the preparations that Jesus started on that first evening of Passover. It's simply a simple gathering of friends, just as other Jews gather around all of Israel to celebrate a sacred feast. But Jesus turned to his disciples, joined his disciples, and then knowing what lie ahead of him, because he had actually made all the arrangements. While the disciples thought they were just taking part in a normal evening, isn't that the way life is? Think of times when you met with someone, unaware that you were on the verge of something monumentous. Something that would change your life forever. Jesus knew what lay ahead of him. So I can see him seeking to make the most of every moment with his friends, with his disciples. And as they prepare to eat, I see him picking up the bread with that intention. Right? Picking up that piece of bread with that intention, saying, "I'm a part of you, and you are a part of me, and I will always protect you. I will always love you. Please remember me." Remember, this bread represents our special bond, this sacred community that we share. Drink this wine and remember the one life, this one life that we each have together. Remember, as we commune together, heart to heart, soul to soul, that we are one in spirit. You know, metaphysically, bread symbolizes our spiritual body, our divine essence. And to eat the bread is to consciously assimilate God's calling. To eat the bread is to consciously assimilate the components of the spiritual essence by aligning ourselves with this indwelling spirit. As we do, our spiritual body becomes more and more our reality. Just as Master Yoda said, we are not this crude matter. Luminous beings are we. The wine symbolizes the sacred energy that generates what we call our life force. It's what Jesus called living water. It is as an inner wellspring of life that bubbles up from within us, and to drink the wine is to consciously live in oneness with this sacred energy, to feel it, to express it, moment by moment, day by day. So the Last Supper metaphysically represents the new covenant that the Creator made with humankind, which is completed by the eating of the substance of life and drinking of the sacred energy. As we affirm our oneness with the universe, the universal substance, we become one with it. In unity, we celebrate communion in our hearts and our minds each day. When we practice the arts of meditation and prayer. Blending our minds and our universal energies alive, there is this harmonizing energy in every fiber of our being. Y'all felt it before, right? That energy in every fiber of your being? Well, that's called the Christ Spirit. It moves in you. It stirs in you. It breathes in you. Today, we're going to combine the outer symbolism with the inner process. We're going to combine the outer symbolism with an inner process. In a few minutes, I'll invite you to take part in Holy Communion. That's right here at Unity, Holy Communion. Bread will be passed out on each side of the sanctuary. Take a piece of bread and a napkin, and the bread will be followed by a cup of grape juice. Yeah, grape juice. So I invite you to wait until both the bread and juice have been passed out everywhere, and we'll celebrate at one time. And then you're going to be able to affirm, I am open and receptive to the Christ presence. You are in me, and I am part of you. We are one with the sacred energy of life. But first, join me in a moment of prayer. Just take a deep breath in and let it out. And breathe in, God is. And breathe out, I am. Dear Lord, creative energy of all life, I open my heart and my soul to you so that I can feel your energy, your love, so that I can know your presence stirring within me, so that I can know that with each breath I realize each moment of life, that I am immersed within your presence of pure being, immersed within the sweet spirit. I acknowledge your gift of life within me and your everlasting love flowing through me. I ask that every thought of lack and limitation, every unforgiveness that I might have, every block to your awareness is dissolved in this moment, eliminated from my life forever. I see your living waters pour out upon me within this moment, flowing, stirring, moving in every cell of my being. And I say thank you, dear Lord, for this moment. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen and amen. So I didn't tell anybody to help me do this. Ask anybody. There we go. And, oh, I didn't bring them out. I didn't bring any napkins. Oh my gosh. You don't get napkins. But there are Kleenexes everywhere. And we're going to sing a song called The Father and I One as they pass it all out. The Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. I want, the Father and I are one. You and I are one. I want, you and I are one. My Father and I are one. Christ and I are one. I want. Christ and I are one. Father and I are one. The Abba and I are one. I want. The Abba and I are one. You and I. And I are one. I want. You and I are one. When the hour had come, Jesus said to his disciple, "I eagerly desire to eat with Passover with you." And he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to him, said, "This is my body, which is given to you to do in remembrance of me." And then he took the cup, and this cup is poured out for you to be the life of the new covenant. So you can affirm with me, I am open and receptive. I am open and receptive to the Christ presence. You are in me, and I am part of you. We are one with the sacred energy of life. One more time. I am open and receptive to the Christ presence. You are in me, and I am part of you. We are one with the sacred energy of life. And now you can partake of the substance of the sacred energy. And the bread was just made just an hour ago. So hopefully it's nice and delicious. So now we're going to do that song again. Robert's already over there, but you guys can finish up. And when you're ready, you can join us.
And I are one, the Father and I are one, a one, a one, a one, a one, the Father and I are one. You and I are one, you and I are one, a one, a one, a one, a one, you and I.
Meditation now. What? No. To make my throat dry out. So now we're going to go into a time of meditation. Okay? Or do you want to get rid of your grape juice? Okay. Okay. We're going to say, the Christ in me honors the Christ in you, and you can drink your wine. Drink it up. Christ in me honors the Christ in you. Namaste. So you can drink that wine up. Okay. All right. I need that light on. That light. That one down. That one. Okay. So we're going to take a very different kind of meditation, and you're going to go on a journey with me. So I invite you all just to take a deep breath in and to let it out. And to breathe in, God is. And breathe out, I am. God is. I am. I invite you just to remain open to this quiet place as we go deeper and deeper into that place of peace within you, where the very presence of the life of Christ is known, that living energy. And take a deep breath in and let it out. As the music begins to play, just allow it to open you to a deeper place of peace. That place of remembering. I extend you an invitation to come to the joining of the light. Of the night, come, come, come to the joining of the light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night, and know that you are beautiful, and
that you're amazing, wonderful, glorious and true. Come, come, come to the joining of light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night. Come, come, come to the joining of light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night. Know that you are beautiful. I know that you're amazing and wonderful, glorious and true.
Now just allow your mind to move back in space and time. To be there on that evening, to be there in that room where Jesus shared the Passover meal with his disciples. And then they began to sing songs of their hearts. As they stand and leave the upper room, they go into the cool of the evening to make their way across the Kidron Valley to the Mount of Olives. And they each smile and look at you, gazing deeply into your eyes. And they ask, will you join us? Come to the joining of the light. And come to join in the spirit of the night. For the one wishes that you join him, my most worthy friend. And I had a sense that something important that was going to happen. Something wonderful, beautiful, extraordinary. I think I felt them before I saw them. And I saw a group of shining, radiant beings surrounding me. And I was stunned. And I stood absolutely still. And I could see that there were 12 in number. And that the 12 were following the one. My eyes scanned the faces and the countenance of the 12. And every one of them was beautiful. Every one of them was amazing. And I could see the light that shone all around them, and it was coming forth from their very being. It was the faith, the light of faith, the light of love, the light of conviction, the light of dedication. Each one of the 12 was following the one, and who follows the one. And then I looked at the one that was heading, that was leading the group, and in that moment I experienced such a love and a peace that I never knew was possible. And then I began to remember. In the presence of that love and that light, I began to remember love itself. And suddenly I realized how unworthy I felt just standing with those radiant beings of light. And I turned and began to leave. And all 13 radiant beings turned in my direction, extending their hearts and their eyes and their loving arms to me. They are offering me an invitation to walk with them, to discover my own light, just as each one of them had discovered their own light. I remember them saying, It's not possible for me to walk with you. Perhaps you don't know what I've done or who I've been. Perhaps you don't know the things I should have done and didn't do, that I should not have done and I did. And they all smiled and looked at me as they look deeply into your eyes and into your soul and said, "We know all we need to know about you. We know that you are worthy in Abba's eyes. We know that you are our brother, our sister. We have always loved you. And our Father wants you to come home." And then they said again, "Come, come, join with us. Join in the light. Walk into the light, my friend. Immerse yourself within the light." Thirteen faces filled with the light, shining down from their eyes, melting my heart, my mind, with melting my alibis. And as I walked into the light, I realized that my life had changed forever. And now I meet with them whenever they gather. I offer my love to everyone I meet. For the truth is that the 13 are always present. And they are always reminding me that we are filled with light. That they are always extending God's invitation to everyone, everywhere, to follow the 12 who followed the one who follows the one. Yes, God sends its holy sons and daughters again to each and every one of us, asking us to come home. To come home to our Father's heavenly place of love, of goodness, of wonder. God within our heart reminds us of our worthiness, reminds us of our holiness, calls to each and every one of us how precious we are in Abba's eyes. Please accept the invitation of the 12 who follows the one, who follows the one, to come joining of the light. Come, come, come to the joining of the light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night. Come, come, come to the joining of the light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night. And know that you are beautiful. And know that you're amazing, wonderful, glorious, and true. Come, come, come to the joining of the light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night. Come, come, come to the joining of the light. Come, come, come to the spirit of the night. I know that you are beautiful. I know that you're amazing, wonderful, glorious and true. wherever you go. Remember, God loves you. And that you, that when you leave here today, know that you are a radiant being of light. Allow your light to shine everywhere. It's your turn now.
It's my turn now.